Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Leslie Ensel of Riverbend Consulting. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Seth. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So Riverbend Consulting is all about Amazon. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So, fun fact, Amazon is so gigantic. There's an ecosystem of companies that have popped up over time to service people who are sellers on Amazon. And we're one of those companies. So we help people when they get in trouble with Amazon. And usually they get kicked off the platform and we help them to get right back on.
Okay, so why would somebody get kicked off of Amazon?
Great question. So Amazon has a lot of ways of fielding complaints about you as a seller. Of course, there's when people return items, they reach out to Amazon customer service. They say, what I got was fake. It was in bad condition. It was all smashed up. Or Amazon has its own internal systems where they will find that people have violated what they call their code of conduct. You've broken the rules. You've hurt other sellers. You've made up fake reviews about your product. All of those are things that can get your account suspended on Amazon.
Let's go back in time. How did Riverbend, where'd the name come from and how'd you get started?
So I have been a seller on Amazon since 2010, which makes me a very old person on the platform, been around a long time. I started going to conferences to meet other sellers back around 2012. It was still pretty young ecosystem then and needed to find my people. And started meeting people at conferences whose accounts had been suspended. So started doing some consulting on the side to work with them because my background is like old school business consulting. It was a great fit. And after a few years, I met another seller who was referred to me because his account was suspended and he was panicking. He was a terrible client, all over me, calling me every 10 minutes. Is it finished yet? Are we up yet? Got him reinstated on, I believe, the first try. And then he called me up and said, we should make this a business. You're really great at this and I'm really great at sales. So now he's my business partner, Joe Zalta. We've been around almost 7 years as Riverbend Consulting. Back in the day, selling on Amazon was called selling on the river. So we are the river benders. When it gets all crooked, we straighten it out for you.
Okay. I love that he went from being a difficult client to hopefully an easier partner.
Best partner you can imagine. We're such a good fit with complementary skills, but my goodness, he was annoying when he was suspended.
Hopefully he's aware of that when he watches this later. So it sounds like you did this, you worked a miracle one time the first time, and then it became, hey, can we keep repeating this process? Why did he get kicked off the first time and how did you get Amazon to let him back on?
So when he got kicked off for alleged inauthentic products, his products were not inauthentic. These were beauty items. I believe it was a set of conditioner and shampoo, if I'm remembering correctly, from 8 years ago. And he kept arguing with me and saying, I've given him the invoices. These aren't inauthentic. Why aren't they accepting my plan of action and letting me back on? And so I went through and read all of the customer comments, and it was clear people actually weren't saying inauthentic, or they were saying that because they didn't know how else to complain. The problem was the lids were coming off in transport. Things were leaking, and it makes people mad when products leak and they open the box and there's sticky shampoo everywhere. So really what we had to say in the plan of action was, we're not prepping these products well for being transported in the mail. And so when we shifted the focus, which was just believe my invoice, and changed it to believe my invoice and us, we've been making a grave mistake in our product prep. Boom. Then Amazon immediately accepted the plan of action.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. And obviously you've done it a whole lot of times since then. Talk to us about how the business has evolved over time.
So you're right. I have actually personally worked with thousands of sellers at this point, and now Riverbend has almost 100 team members, which is crazy to me. When we started out, there were four of us, and it was rough. Starting any new business is really hard. That there are clients out there, that there are customers to be out there, but getting them in the fold and figuring out the method to restock and reload every week so you've got revenue coming in, wow, it was rough. So we really started working every possible channel we could think of to get people in the door. So starting out looking for partnerships and ways that we can get referral business. Google ads are our very best friend. Now we have a very refined Google ads strategy. Anything that we could do to get folks in the door. And then my job on the service side is to be super efficient. So we are all about processes, which I think is something a lot of agencies don't spend enough time on, actually, from my background at other agencies. You can save as much money as you're worried about getting in the door on the other side if you actually have processes and efficiencies. So your people are reinventing the wheel every day of the week. And that's a lot of what I spend my time.
Absolutely. We went from having to, I was always a marketing junkie, for lack of a better term. And had to learn over the last, 10 years, how important it is to be a systems and operations junkie as well. So when you do all that awesome marketing, you don't just make yourself a giant mess.
That's right. And kill your margins. Because when you have too much business or the huge onslaught that you've always dreamed of, and then they come in the door, if the way you're handling it isn't efficient, you're actually going to end up with lower profit margins, even though you've got higher volume. And that is not something anyone wants to happen.
Absolutely. So how big a problem? I know obviously the Amazon ecosystem is huge. How big a problem is this? How many people are getting kicked off every month, every year?
So there were some reports Amazon put out many years ago where it indicated that somewhere between 1-2% of its sellers are knocked off the platform each year. And you need to keep in mind that there are hundreds of thousands of active sellers, millions of kind of active sellers on Amazon. So that's a lot of people in whole numbers, even if it's a small percentage. The bigger problem for a lot of sellers is having their products taken down. So Amazon has actually gotten a little friendlier in that way towards sellers, that instead of just suspending your entire account, a lot of times they'll take down your hero ASIN, your top product, because it's the one with the most complaints or issues. But don't think that's any better. If you're a private label seller and your top product is taken down, that can be just as painful as having your account suspended.
Absolutely. And then what are some of the most common reasons for products to get suspended?
So a lot of it is exactly what you would want products to be suspended for as a consumer. When you buy something, you want it to arrive in perfect condition. So sellers need to make sure that every single product that goes out the door could be someone's mother's birthday present. It needs to be that perfect. Usually it's complaints for inauthentic counterfeit, expired goods, because things get lost in the warehouse and then sold a little later on. Also condition, the boxes have been opened. It's a return that you got. Anything that makes the product feel not new or icky. And when I say icky, things like I've had clients who Amazon resold hair tools that had hair in them, coffee machines with coffee in them that was moldy. You can get some really disgusting things from Amazon. Also, just the flat out wrong product. Sometimes that's the warehouse's fault. Sometimes it's the seller who actually listed the product against the wrong dang thing. And so you order a pencil, you get a pad of paper that you can't write on because you've wanted a pencil anyway.
How many Amazon sellers can you help at any one given time? Because I would imagine there's some processes you've got to go through to get them reinstated.
So we have 600 active tickets at any given time. We use a ticketing system in our company. So we're helping a few hundred sellers at any given time. We have a lot of clients who are forever clients. They're on monthly plans with us where we help them with their ASINs. But we usually have 20 or 30 new account appeals come in the door every week. It's a very busy business. We've got a lot of very busy people.
How are they finding you?
So that's an excellent question. Our mix has really changed in a favorable way over the last couple of years. For a long time, we relied on Google Ads almost exclusively. Now our leads from ads are less than 50% of our closed deals, which is fantastic. And of the remainder, it's about half and half between organic traffic and referrals. We get a lot of referrals from agencies and from friends of friends. How do I get this fixed? And also return business, unfortunately.
And what is your favorite part of what you're doing?
Oh, it's definitely the problem solving. And when we get a big win, especially when we get a big win fast, we've got some sellers that are tremendously huge. They do $1 billion a year on Amazon. So you can imagine the pressure and stress that they are under when their account goes down. Also, family businesses where it's not just the owner, but it's their brother, their dad, their cousin, all these family members who've lost their income simultaneously. It is so stressful. So when there's a situation that they just can't solve, they hire us and they're not having to lay people off or they're rehiring people or making their mortgage payment. That is a great day at Riverbend.
Absolutely. You mentioned briefly the team. Can you talk a little bit about how that process has worked and evolved over time?
So the smartest thing I have ever done is hire smarter people than I am. And a lot of them are ex-Amazon. They are Amazon employees who no longer wish to work at Amazon. The fresher, the better, because they have the newest, latest, and greatest there. And I'll tell you, it is really a game changer when you're able to hire from the relevant authority that you have to work against every single day. So we have team members actually on a couple of different continents who are three continents who are ex-Amazon team members from different teams at Amazon. Because of that, our knowledge base is just bigger all the time.
That is awesome. Do you have any types of minimums in terms of how much volume an Amazon seller needs to be doing in order to make it worth your while to work with them?
No, we don't. We even have people who've never sold a dime on Amazon whose accounts were suspended through the verification process. When you have to show your driver's license at the very beginning and prove that you're a human and that you're not just there for money laundering, because that's why Amazon does that. So some of our people have no volume at all. It doesn't really matter. If you've got a problem, we want to solve it.
And then talk a little bit, I think you had different offerings. I think there's a membership program versus a one-time thing. Talk a little bit about those different offers that you've got.
Absolutely. So one time you come in the door with an ASIN, and sorry if I didn't say this before, y'all, an ASIN is like Amazon's version of a UPC. All it is an identifier for a product. So you come in the door with a suspended product and we help you one time with that product. Or if you're someone who has products suspended every month, which a lot of our clients do have, or every other month, we put you on a monthly retainer and then we do the work. So it comes in, we fix it. We monitor the account, we watch the ASINs, we get them solved. It's very efficient for people. This is not fun work if it's not what you do all day, every day. Imagine if you had to refile your tax return every month of the year. That's what it feels like for sellers whose products get suspended. You're jumping through hoops and working through administrative garbage that is just upsetting. It's also very stressful. So that's why some people choose that monthly program, because they're just offloading the stress to us and we're happy to take it.
That sounds like a match made in heaven. For our folks watching and listening, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So go to riverbendconsulting.com and we have something amazing there, y'all. We have people who answer our phones. So you can submit a form and they'll call you or email you. But you can also just click the phone number if you're having an emergency or if you just want to chat or ask questions, see if we can help. We have human beings who pick up the phone and talk to you, a rarity these days, and especially in niche service businesses like ours. Also, you can find me on LinkedIn and all the socials under Leslie Hensel. I love to chat with people about selling on Amazon, getting started on Amazon, fixing their problems. Come ask me questions. Connect with me.
Awesome. This has been Seth Green with Leslie Hensel from Riverbend Consulting. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Seth.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.